Cue.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, get ready. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Exploring Awesome. I'm your host, Jim Kellner. Each episode, I explore tips, tricks, and strategies to help you and me to live a more awesome life. Today, I'm super excited. I got one of my favorite people on. Her episode, when I interviewed her a couple of years ago, was the most listened to episode. So I'm glad you're joining us. Welcome to the show, Shannon Whaley.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back.
Yes. We have to make sure we check in on you from time to time. So just real quickly, I just want to tell everybody out there listening. Shannon chucked it all a couple years ago, two or three years ago now. And I'll have her get into more detail. But she chucked it all, moved to the Caribbean, stayed there for a while. Then she moved off to Italy. And she's doing what a lot of us out there only dream about doing. So we're going to talk to her today. Shannon, do you want to give us your I know I probably missed some stuff there. Can you just give us your quick bio?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm from Southern California. I moved up the West Coast to Northern California, and then I was in Seattle for 12 years, which is where we met when I was doing stand-up comedy. And then in 2013, I sold almost everything, packed a couple of bags, and moved to the Cayman Islands. And so I was a waitress over there for a couple of years, and then went through coach training program and started my own coaching business. And then in May of 2017, I packed everything up, sold the little bit of what I had acquired in the Caribbean, in the Cayman Islands, and then packed up three bags. So I went with three bags. I left with three bags. And I moved to Lucca, Italy, which is a 20-minute train ride outside of Pisa. And so I've been here since then.
Nice. That's awesome. So
yeah,
Shannon is a ICF certified coach trainer. She's also owner of Traveling Wild Woman Coaching. And she's also partners with Interglow Circle, an internationally known and accredited coach training program, where she teaches women the skills that they need to become coaches and start their own successful coaching business. You know, one of the things that really now I didn't realize it's been 5 years now. Wow, time really flies, huh? Wow.
Yeah, it feels like it's been a short amount of time, but it's been a solid 5 years. Lots of adventure.
Wow. Nice. And I'm sorry, there's maybe a little bit more delay than usual, folks, because Shannon is in Italy. Okay, and I'm in Seattle.
Right.
I love technology. Isn't it amazing what we're able to do these days? And I'm guessing that you work with people probably all over the world, right?
I do. My clientele is definitely predominantly North America, but I have a client who is from Italy. I think that she was in Morocco, and then she moved back to Italy. But I work predominantly with women who are in North America.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool that we can work with clients no matter where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a
well, and the cool thing, like with sorry,
go ahead.
Like
nope,
delay.
Go ahead. It's gonna be tough.
But,
it's gonna be tough. Go ahead.
Okay. In my personal business, so it's usually North America, but as you had mentioned, part of the coach training program, so we definitely have women from all over the world who are in there. So right now we have someone enrolled who is in Australia. We have people that are in the Cayman Islands who are in Canada and all over the world in there. And in, you know, of course, the U.S. So that's a much of a bigger reach with Interglow Circle.
Yeah. Very, very cool. I just want to remind everyone you are listening to Exploring Awesome. Today's guest is Shannon Whaley. You can actually find Shannon at TravelingWildWoman.com and all over social media as Traveling Wild Woman. And let's see here. If you want to call in, you want to talk to Shannon, the number is 347-855-8711. That is if you're calling today when we're airing on whatever day it is. Sorry. It's Wednesday at about 11-something a.m. Pacific time. Again, that's 347-855-8711. Oh, and go check out her we actually did a YouTube one last time, so it's you can find that over at my YouTube channel, YouTube/Jim Kellner, and just look for podcasts. So Shannon, what you know, we were kind of going back and forth in email about you know what you'd like to talk about today, and a couple of things. One of the things that you talked about is that you'd like to talk about is the power of storytelling, and why it's so important, mm-hmm. especially during the climate in the U.S. right now. Can you expand on that a bit?
Absolutely. So. With my personal business and my coaching business, so I'm a storytelling and marketing coach. And so what I do is I help women share their stories in many different ways. So some of my clients are writers or coaches themselves who have written books, who want to be writing books. And then I have clients who are just doing, you know, non-coaching, jobs that aren't around like marketing necessarily their business. So I have other waitresses and stay-at-home moms, but women who really want to be sharing their story. So we all have a story. If you have that's just it, that we all have a story. We've all been through different things. And, you know, if you've gone through a bad breakup, you have a story about that. If you ever broke a bone, there's a story around that. And it's something that allows us to connect with people on a much deeper level when we open up our hearts and talk heart to heart with other people, and we're able to really build deeper connections with those around us. And there's just so much power in that. And so I have the opportunity to help women discover what stories they want to be sharing and start talking about them either in their personal lives or online if they want to be marketing their businesses. But the power of storytelling isn't new. It's not something that, you know, within the last couple of years just like became popular. Storytelling is how cultures have passed down their culture and their way of life to different generations. And so it's how we just make sense of the world around us. And it's just so powerful too, because it has a way of bringing people together from all walks of life. So as a traveler, I'm sure you've experienced this too, Jim, as you've traveled around the U.S. and around the world, sitting with people and sharing stories, maybe having some drinks and talking about different adventures, that you're able to see what you have in common versus what is different about you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's really, I think that's kind of, you know, when we talk to other people, I think we are kind of, we tell these stories, we're trying to find that something we have in common so that we can have that connection. And I think, you know, the great thing about storytelling, and yeah, I mean, it's all the way back. I mean, it's religion is littered with stories. You know, metaphor is a great way to get a point across. And I find that in hypnotherapy and stuff, when I'm talking with a client, it's much more effective, especially during hypnosis, to actually tell a story, you know, have them figure it out than to just tell them what to do. But also if we're just talking, and if I can share a story about another client or about a friend or an experience that I had, it's sometimes a lot more powerful than if I just go, you should stop eating cupcakes or, you know, whatever it is. If I can tell a story about that, it's much more readily accepted, I think, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and it has the power of making people feel heard and seen and believed in what their own experiences are. And that's why I'm so passionate about it, is that, you know, there was a time in my life where I was struggling, and if anyone's ever struggled with depression or anxiety, mental health issues have a tendency to lie to us and make us feel like we're the only one experiencing this, and we're, you know, nobody wants to hear our problems, and no one knows what I'm going through, and that couldn't be further from the truth. And so the reason that I'm so passionate about storytelling is because I needed to hear those stories one time in my life. I needed to know that I wasn't alone, or that I wasn't crazy, or, you know, that other people had experienced these things as well. And so that's where my passion, you know, came from. And then when I was in college, I also realized, you know, as I'm sharing my story, I was involved with the Women's Center and the different rallies and the marches that we were doing. And I just really saw firsthand how powerful it was for women to share their personal experiences with one another, to feel less shame and less guilt around things that had happened to them and things that they had done and experienced. And so, you know, it started when I was 17 in college, and it's just been going on ever since. Talking.
Nice. You know, and I think that that you touched on something really, really important, and that was people want to tell their stories. And I find, you know, one of the things that if anyone out there has read, if you haven't, I highly recommend it, but How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. You know, he talks about that, you know, and this is an old book, and it's a corny title, and a lot of the language is corny, but it's such a powerful book because it gives you all these ways of dealing with people. And one of the things that he talks about is, like, people want to tell their story. People want to talk. So if you're the kind of person that kind of monopolizes a conversation, you're not going to have as many good encounters with people as you will if you just listen to their story. I mean, people will love you if you just listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really important to do that. Mm-hmm. Shannon, I don't know. Have you read that book at all? I haven't.
I've heard of him. I've heard of the book, of course.
Yeah.
But I haven't read that.
Yeah. No, just curious. Yeah. It's just one of the best books that I've ever read. And it's kind of, like I said, it's really kind of, it's kind of corny because it's written back in the 1920s or something like that. But, anyway, so the importance of storytelling and why it's so important, and why do you say, especially during the climate in the U.S. right now?
It's really interesting living overseas and watching what's going on, and just, you know, watching what's going on in social media and the news. But just, you know, people are feeling so disconnected, and they're craving, all of the clients that I work with, all of the women that I work with, that they're just craving deeper connections. They're craving different conversations, higher level conversations. They want to just not have like the surface level talking about, you know, regular everyday stuff. They want to be having deeper connections. And it just seems with what's going on politically, and racially, and, you know, everything that we're seeing in the news, that with what's going on, it's pulling people further and further apart. It's dividing communities. It's dividing families. And there's just this, I just feel like it's in the collective. There's just this ache to feel connected and to feel reunited again. And so what an easier way to do that than by sharing your own experiences and inspiring people with, you know, the struggle to success, and speaking about what you've been through, and hopefully helping people see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel with what they're going through.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is something that I found, you know, interesting too, is you said that, how do people get paid to share their story?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that was like when I was living in the Cayman Islands, and I didn't want to be a waitress anymore. You know, I moved there when I was 33, and 6 months after, got sober, which is, you know, who moves to a tropical party island and decides to quit drinking. So That was one of the reasons why I moved there, was to really clean up my life. And so I started looking at, okay, you know, I need to get out of this industry, especially the service industry. It's just, there's just so much drinking and drinking on the job, and it was just not what I wanted to be doing anymore. And so I started thinking about what would my dream career look like, you know? So I sat on the beach and journaled and read books and did lots of personal development stuff. And so I was thinking, you know, how can I get paid to talk about my experiences? And anybody who's in recovery, who's gotten sober, has tons of stories and tons of things to talk about. And so I was sharing it on social media and was getting such a great response. And I was like, how do I get paid to do this all day? Like, how do I get paid to read books and do my own personal development and help other people experience the breakthroughs that I had experienced? And so one of the ways that I realized that I could do that was by becoming a coach. And, you know, everybody's coaching business looks a lot different, but the reason that I started coaching was because I wanted to create a platform that would allow me to write. You know, I know that there's a couple books in me, so those are percolating. I wanted to get paid to sit and connect with women all day and talk on the phone with women who'd gone through similar things and write about my experiences on my blog and on social media. And so, you know, going through coach training was the next logical step for me, was figuring out how to make that happen. But there's so many different ways, especially once you have the coach training certification, to get paid. So, like I said, like that's one-on-one coaching, group coaching, writing books, leading workshops, doing retreats, bringing women. You know, I've done a private retreat here in Italy with, she's my friend now. But back then, you know, we had connected on social media and I was leading a retreat and she was like, yep, I'm going to come over. And we hung out for a week and, you know, so that was like a major dream come true, of bringing people over to Italy and teaching them and coaching them and training them. So, you know, you can do, there's just so many options out there that I didn't even realize when I was starting were even an option. So it's been really cool to,
that's awesome,
to do it in my own business, but then also to support women in helping them create their businesses as well. And some of them look completely different than mine.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I just want to remind everybody, you're listening to Exploring Awesome right now on Blog Talk Radio. You're welcome to call in. The number is 347-855-8711. Talking to Shannon Whaley about her adventures in coaching and traveling all over the world, doing what a lot of people kind of only dream about. The she's got some stuff too, and there's some. If you go over to the show notes, blogtalkradio.com/exploringawesome, you're going to find her website, and you're also going to find where you can join her Facebook community group. Mm-hmm. You find the link over there. And what's the name of the group? For people that want to click over.
So it's the Traveling Wild Woman Coaching Community, and it's with one L because I'm American. So anyone, okay, any of my international people, it's spelled with two L's, but my group is spelled with one L.
Really? I did not know that. Interesting.
Yeah. Yep. I think everywhere else to, and besides America.
Really?
It's spelled with two L's, yeah.
So you know what? So when I misspell traveling, because sometimes I do put two L's in it, that, I'm not really wrong. I'm just wrong here. That's all.
Right. Like, oh, he's proper.
And you'll also find a link to, if you want to become, if you're interested in training as a life coach. And I will tell you that Shannon has graciously agreed to keep the swearing off the show today, so that we could get the largest audience possible. But the tagline for her group is, if you want to learn how to give less F's so you can share your magic and message with the world, join her free Facebook community. By clicking on the link that you'll find in the show notes. Awesome. So Shannon, do you think anybody can do this? Are you Is there something special about you or people like you? Or can anybody do it? Do you have to go to coach training? Do you have to have, in recovery? Do you have to have all those kind of experiences?
Absolutely. Thank you. That's a good question. So, I mean, it's like, I don't want to say like everybody can do it, but I think a lot of people think like, oh, I could never do that. And you know, of course the question comes up of, well, why can't you? You know, and there's a big debate in the industry right now. And you know, it depends on which coach you talk to, but some coaches say you don't need certification or any training and life experience is enough. And then there's other coaches who say, you know, absolutely, you need to go at the very least through a coach training program, if not be certified. So I am certified, so I do stand behind the International Coach Federation and the certification process that they provide and that I have gone through. And Interglow Circle is also an ICF-accredited program, so we follow all the rules and the ethics and standards of the ICF. But there's, you know, no, you don't have to be necessarily in recovery, but it is an amazing platform to have if you are in recovery and you want to be sharing your story. I have a lot of clients who are actually in recovery because that's just who I attract, because they want to be sharing their experiences. You know, but if you have a deep desire to change lives, if you know that, you know, a good indication is if people come to you all the time asking you for advice. And, you know, I'm one of those people, and basically all of the people that I work with, and this is how it's always been for my whole life. People will open up and they'll say stuff like, you know, I don't know why I'm telling you all of this. I just feel so comfortable with you. That is a good indication that you build rapport easily with people and that people are just naturally drawn to you and your helper and helping tendencies. And so why not, you know, if you want to work for yourself and be able to work from anywhere in the world, why not explore that? So, you know, I think that it's not, you know, not everybody can do it, but I think it's more accessible for people than they think, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, it's, and I can totally relate because I mean, I can be, and I don't think I'm the friendly, I'm not very outgoing. And I'm not, I don't think I'm like the friendliest person to people that I don't know. I mean, I'm not unfriendly, but man, I have people tell me stuff even before I started doing hypnotherapy. It was like, they would just start telling me things. And I'm thinking oftentimes like, please don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Stop talking.
but now I get paid for it. So it's okay.
You know, absolutely. So it's that, like, how do I get paid? Like, how do I get paid to listen
exactly.
to people's stories? Okay, cool. Now I get paid. All right. I'll listen to any story you want to tell me.
Exactly. Yes, please. Talk on. You're on the clock.
Yes.
You know, I love what you said too about, you know, why can't you? Because what I tell people too, I say, why not you? Why not you? Because as I've met people, I've known you for several years. We're not close friends or anything, but I certainly have met you in the comedy scene and I've known you for a long time. I've met you know, really high performing, you know, NLP practitioners, hypnotists, and all kinds of people that are doing really well, and they're really no different than anybody else. You know, as far as most of the traits that most of us have, you know, it's just, I mean, they've accomplished more in a lot of ways. So they've pushed themselves, but they're not necessarily super geniuses. They're not super insightful. You know, they're just regular people that made a choice. And so I really do think that most people out there, you can do way more than you think you can. And again, why not you? Why not you, folks, why not you? Shannon, you've got a couple of things coming up, and I do want to make sure we touch on those because I know people, you know, and the great thing about this, too, is, and I want to go back to about the coaching thing. I got to say, from my standpoint, if I think that I wouldn't even go to a coach unless they had something, some kind of training. I'd want to know something because, you know what, it seems everybody now is a coach, you know, everybody's a life coach. And everyone's a high ticket closer and they're how to work with the high, you know, high client, you know, high priced clients and things like that. And it's driving me nuts. And I do think if I were going to somebody, I'd want to see some kind of training there. But that's just my own personal taste. Shannon, you do train people. And she's actually she's actually launching, looks like your class is going to start October 4th. And that's the Interglow Circle Coach Training Program. So if that's something you want to do, folks, go get in touch with Shannon. Now, Shannon, what's a good email address for people if they wanted to get a hold of you?
So you can find me at travelingwildwoman.com, and there's a connect on there, but it's also Shannon at travelingwildwoman.com. So whichever is easier, but you can, you know, all the information about my personal practice and then also information around Interglow Circle and our coach training program. So there's actually, we start the first week of October and there are three classes, but my class specifically starts on October 4th.
Fantastic. You know, she's also got an opt-in if you want to head over and you can get the 11 things to consider when you're choosing a coach training program. And, you know, if you follow Shannon on social media, you know, Shannon Whaley, S-H-A-N-N-O-N-W-H-A-L-E-Y, Facebook/that. I think, is that your URL, your URL for that Facebook?
I think so. It might be Shannon K. Whaley.
Yeah.
I can double check as we're chatting.
Okay. Anyway. But also she's on there as Traveling Wild Woman. So, you know, definitely follow her because, you know, she's what I love about, and this is one of my challenges, and people like you have helped me a lot, is you're very transparent. And I think that that makes a huge difference for people. Were you always so transparent? Was it tough to get to that place?
I would say yes. Like I've always been an open book, and it's a double-edged sword. because, you know, some people don't want to hear like the truth. But yeah, I was the kid that was like pointing out the injustices and the unfairness of certain things in the house. And, you know, Shannon, you're not supposed to talk about that. So I was the kid that was like, and I always prided myself. Like I was the person that would say the thing that everybody was thinking, but that nobody was willing to say. And I mean, plenty of times it got me in trouble, but now I use it I felt like I'm Glenda the Good Witch now because I don't drink anymore. So so I say things that are nice, but that need to be said.
Using her powers for good. Yeah, I'm more like my thing is most of my feeling is nobody cares what I have to say anyway. So I'm constantly fighting through that. But when I am more transparent about things and I say things, you know, I do get a lot of good feedback. And I think it makes sense because, you know, when I remember if I'm listening to somebody like some quote-unquote guru or something and their life is just perfect and they're like, well, I've always been very motivated or I've always been, you know, really healthy and stuff. It kind of turns me off because I'm like, well, what can I learn from you then? Because you've just always been that way. I want somebody who's had some failings, who had to overcome some challenges. You know, that's just my own personal thing. And I think, you know, what you're talking about too is really important. For people out there, you know, the more you can't be, and I just said this to somebody the other day, was the more people that like you, the less people will love you. And so I think if we're trying to please too many people, and so everybody out there in social media or around you likes you, you're going to have way less people that are going to love you. But if you're really just focused on being yourself, you're going to attract your tribe, you know, whoever your tribe
is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Yeah,
Shannon,
and that's, I mean, we talk about that in the storytelling piece of, you know, when you speak boldly and authentically, it tends to be a polarizing experience, you know, that if we're like, if you're watering down your message and you're trying to make everybody happy, then you're not really standing in your truth. And so what tends to happen is when you are standing in your truth, that it does ruffle some feathers, either intentionally or not. And the people who love your message and who can't get enough of you are drawn closer to you. And the people who are like, nope, not my cup of tea, they go find another person or another coach and everyone's happy.
Absolutely. And you know, I've done it again, folks. I've wasted too much time. I didn't get right to the important stuff. What are two things? Can you tell us in like 10 seconds, two things that people can do to live a more awesome life?
Listen to your intuition. Listen to your heart.
Okay.
Get out of your head. And surround yourself with people who believe in you and who push you to be better. And don't listen. Don't tell your dreams to people who don't believe in you.
Perfect advice, everybody. I just want to thank Shannon for being on the show. Sorry, we got to run. Take care, everybody. Be well. Be awesome.
Ciao.